Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the 10th and Broad Church of Christ podcast. Today's episode is presented by Jeremy Aaron, the campus minister at the Mustangs for Christ Student Center at Midwestern State University. Let's tune in now for Jeremy's message.
Hi, 10th Abroad. I'm Jeremy Aaron. This is my wife, Jenny, and we're your missionaries to the campus of MSU. We're incredibly thankful for Missions Month, especially a focus today on M4C. We're thankful to get to share that with you, and we are just thankful to be a family that represents you here on campus.
We have a long history with 10th Abroad as a supporting congregation, starting back whenever we went to ministry school in Lubbock, and then continuing on to supporting us when we were on the mission field in Scotland, and then now supporting us as missionaries to the campus at Midwestern State. And we're just so thankful that that 10th Abroad sees the mission here as an outreach and as a just a mission field here in our city.
As Jenny said, we are very thankful that 10th Abroad sees the work we do here on campus as a mission. It's easy to say missions is just across the world or across the country, but 10th Abroad's vision for missions on campus really caught our attention and has really captured our heart from the beginning. We've seen great connections made. We've seen lives changed. We've been blessed to baptize people into Christ. And so there's just so many stories and faces that come to mind when I think of missions on campus. It's a place that the truth is always under attack. But it's also a place where people, especially these college students, really need a place to connect, a place to grow their faith, and to find some security with the common hope that we have in Jesus. Thank you, 10th Abroad, for believing in us as your missionaries on this campus. We are thankful for the prayers, for the support, for all the time and just effort you've given to make this campus ministry really thrive. Thank you to all of our supporters. And I'm so thankful for the students, and we are just blessed to serve these students in the way that we get to. We ask God's blessings on 10th Abroad and this ministry, that it can always be a ministry that follows where God is leading, and we ask for your continued prayers as we continue to see lives changed here on campus. God bless.
Thank you, Bailey, for putting that together. I better move this. I might step in it. Be bad. I'd like to for you to hear live from some of the students, and so they were voluntold. I mean, they were asked if they would come up. So if I could get Landon and Mackenzie and Danica to join me up here, I would appreciate it. I wanted you to hear from them a little bit from their hearts. I didn't tell them too much what to say, but I did give them a heads up. Nobody likes surprises, and so it's hard to follow Joseph, but they keep me on my toes. It's pretty clear you can see that. Guys, I'm thankful for you. I just wanted you to share, just starting off, share a little bit about some ways that your faith has grown because of your connection to M4C.
Absolutely. I feel like my faith has grown a lot since I've been joining M4C. A lot of us that go to M4C have a Christian background, or we grew up in the church, and I think that's a beautiful thing. But it's been really encouraging to see so many others that maybe don't have that same background or are just now kind of looking for the truth in their lives and are starting to consider pursuing Christ. And I think having that changed perspective of not just how can I be fed coming to church or going to youth group or whatever, but how can I serve these other people in our group that are newer to the faith and are trying to go through life just like the rest of us and wrestling with things and trying to hold each other accountable. I think it's just been so encouraging to realize that I don't go to church just to be filled up, but that I am hoping to come to church to be an overflowing cup and pouring into others' lives, and that's been really cool to experience at M4C, and I know so many people at M4C have been pouring into me, so I'm thankful for that.
I think that I have grown most in just stepping out of my comfort zone. That could be like greeting people as they come in the door, or even like going on campus and asking, like, how can we pray for you, and then praying right there. That has grown me a lot. Just making myself get out of my comfort zone and being pushed by my peers and by Jenny and Jeremy to like try it, and like you will feel like you will get filled up just by doing that for other people. So kind of what Landon said of like, I love pouring into people, but it's also like being poured into has been amazing.
Something I've grown in, I moved here last year, and my church back home, we didn't learn about discipleship very much. It was more like invite your friends to church, but we never really talked about growing Christ with your friends. And being able to have a place to do that, a safe place where other people can also help you grow, and inviting new people in to grow with them, has just been an amazing experience.
You can go in any order you want, so I don't want you to feel like you're stuck. Share somebody an experience you've had where you've seen campus ministry, like a specific experience, either it's blessed you or blessed others, blessed somebody else that you've seen.
I didn't come up with a specific example.
Okay.
What I came up with was just, like, community. That's the first word that comes to mind whenever I think about Mustangs for Christ, and how it's blessed me, and I know I can speak for all of us. Just the community of people, the friendships, relationships that I've formed. I really, really don't think that you can find community like this anywhere else outside of college ministry. There's something so special and unique about being together with people your age at college, not a Christian college. It's just so special. And I think that's one way that has really, really blessed me.
So since the pandemic, I graduated 2020, and I stopped going to school in March. And my high school friends, we kind of fell out. And so in between March and August, I didn't really have any friends that I could hang out with or talk to, because I wasn't going to school and I wasn't seeing people. And having that opportunity at Mustangs for Christ where we could find that community has just been an amazing experience, because people are looking for those connections. Even if they don't have a background in church, they're going, even if it's for the free meal on Sunday, they're going and they're finding those connections there. So
that's where I'm at.
I would say an example for me would be whenever we first came in, my class came into Mustangs for Christ. I think that's been 3 years now. We were going through a transition. Jeremy was and Jenny were new and getting to know them and kind of starting from scratch a little bit. There was kind of a transition. I remember going to a couple guys' Bible studies as a freshman, and there were like two of us or three of us, and it was kind of hit or miss when we would meet. And I just remember really wanting, I loved our group, but we didn't have many guys involved. I think that's probably across the country, there's a lot less guys involved in campus ministry. So that's a calling that we should have, of reaching out to guys more. But I just remember being kind of bummed out, like, man, I really need some guys to be pouring into me. And I just remember being kind of bummed, but I was thankful, because I had prayed to God. I had talked to Jeremy and others about that, but into my family. But it was just so cool to see answered prayers in that, and that you can see a whole row of dudes right over here that have been really impacting my life. And within like a semester or a year of praying for that, we just had so many guys come our way that were seeking the truth and just seeking relationships, and we just hit it off right from the start. And I've been really thankful for these guys, and we've had really good, meaningful conversations with Bible study, and also just growing with our whole group. So thankful for them.
I remember specifically praying to God for more dudes, which was kind of a weird thing. But seriously, though, I do remember asking specific prayers for not only just for leadership, but for more guys and just more of that. So I think that's fantastic. Let's end on this. There's a lot of people here, some you know, some maybe you don't know, that have a lot of connections to M4C. Some of them went there as the Bible chair, as Alpha Omega. Some maybe went there different times. Some of them maybe met their spouse there. Some of those are our elders, which is fantastic if you're trying to remind them why this is an important ministry. But there may be people out there that aren't as familiar with it. And as we think about Missions Month, and as we think about another chance for us to step out in faith and give, what would you say to people at 10th and Broad as they consider giving not only the resources but their time as well to encourage that mission continue?
Mustangs for Christ is such a big part of our lives as college students. That's where all my friends are. That's where all my people are. That's my home away from home. And it's where I build my relationships and build my community with Christ. And it's a safe space for us as college students. It's where we know we can be accepted and a place to grow. And so it's a safe place when we need something emotionally, when we need something physically, and when we need something financially. We know that we can come and we can ask people for help. So
I think that college is one of the most, if not the most, like, vital times in someone's life of faith, discovering who they are in Christ, like their identity. And I think Mustangs for Christ is a place where we can come, we can find and know our identity, and we can find friendships and relationships that you can't find anywhere else, because you can't go that many places and have such a big community of people with similar faith. I think come get involved at M4C if you want. Like, come take people to coffee. Come serve meals. Just ask a college kid to go to dinner or have them over at your house. And you will quickly see, if you don't already, like, how MSU is a mission field just like Canada. So, just get involved with us.
I'm just going to echo what Danica and Kinsey have been talking about. We're all so thankful for this church, because we are a very mission-minded church, and we send people out and we share the gospel with people, and that is so incredibly just a blessing, and we're thankful for that. I'm so excited to hear from Emily Spencer in a minute to share about what's going on in her neck of the woods and what her and her husband are doing. They're doing awesome work, and I know that we have awesome missionaries in Guelph, Canada, and I just want to remind y'all that we have a mission field right here in Wichita Falls. That what I think is very cool about Mustangs for Christ and MSU is that I'm so thankful that our church gives monetarily and prays so much for our missionaries and all of them. But what's so cool about M4C is that you can actually go and serve and help us too. You don't have to just give your money, or you don't have to just pray, but you can actively participate with us and help us reach out to people on campus. I just think that's such a cool opportunity that you get to walk alongside us as we're in the mission field, even though that's right here in Wichita Falls.
Guys, thank you so much. You can go and chat. Thank you so much for being here. You can go ahead and have your seat if you want. Let's give them a hand. I really appreciate their commitment to do that. Those three were on our leadership. They represent a much bigger group. And we usually run about 30 people. And if it's a really good meal, sometimes we even get 35 or 40 people. So you just never know what you're going to get. But seriously, thank you so much for that. I've got one more short video about M4C, and then we're going to have Emily come up. Abigail, can you tell us how you got connected to M4C?
Well, my parents were always kind of involved with helping M4C when I was little. And then when I got to college, I really didn't start getting more connected until I actually transferred to MSU. I went to Vernon originally, but I just really kind of felt outcast. I don't know, like I didn't really know anybody there. It was my first time going to college, and everyone went to MSU and I didn't, but thankfully when I transferred and got connected more here, people were so welcoming and just very inviting, and I knew a lot more people.
I got connected by first attending 10th and Broad. It was the first time that I'd come back since I was really little. And then Landon approached me and told me about a cool opportunity to be a part of a college group, and I pursued it, and I've been going here ever since then.
Yes, so I was approached as I was walking to the dining hall by Jake, and he invited me to the frozen yogurt event that y'all had. And I ended up coming, and everyone here was just so welcoming, and it made me feel like I could be a part of a nice organization at college.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the last few years would have been different for you without the connections that you've made at Mustangs for Christ?
Yeah, for sure. I'd definitely say I'd be pretty lost moving into this town. I had just a small part of my family. Other than just work, I really had no connections to Wichita, so I definitely wouldn't have the connections that I have now.
If I wouldn't have made the connection with the students here, I think that my semester would have been a lot more stressful, and I wouldn't have felt the love that I think I needed to be successful in the dynamic program that I'm in right now. And so I know that coming here, they'll always lift me up and encourage me, and if I didn't have this organization, then I wouldn't have that in my life.
What kind of things at M4C have you been involved with, and how have they, in your opinion, helped shape your faith?
I've been very fortunate to go on a lot of different trips with M4C. Some of my favorites have always been the retreats that we go on, and then we got to do this thing called Campus Encounter about a year ago, where we went to Oklahoma State, and we just we met with other Christian, college Christians, and just we had kind of a church service there and almost like a retreat there. But those two things, just going away with your friends is always so fun. You grow closer together as friends, but you also grow closer together in your relationship with God. And just going on those trips have always been very memorable for me, and I feel like I come out stronger in my faith.
The Mustangs for Christ is blessed to have the support of several different churches and individuals in the area. What was something you'd like to share with them as they consider giving their time and money again this year to missions?
I would say that the reason why you should give your time and money to this organization is because the impact that I know that it's made in my life in just the short time that I've been here is something that I've never experienced in my life, getting to be around people who believe the same things I believe and support me constantly and no judgment at all. That's something that's really hard to find in this day and age. And so I would just hope that you would consider that when giving your time and money to our organization.
I'd like to invite Emily up. Emily Spencer. I wrote down Spencer so I wouldn't say McDonald's, so there you go. It's hard when you know somebody for a long time. Yeah, you've got slides up there. Before we do that, I want to say something about Emily. Emily is one of the best outreach disciple makers I've met in a very long time. And I think what is a great transition from M4C is because Emily was an active student at M4C. She was on the leadership team. She did a lot of stuff with M4C. And I think one of the best ways to measure how is your ministry doing, how is your mission field doing, is when the people that have you've made disciples are now making disciples. Now, I didn't have a hand in Emily coming, but I was there for just a few short months while she was there. But the amazing thing is Emily grew so much at M4C, and now she's doing that on her own. And so I just want to ask you, will you remind the people where you're at, who you're serving with,
yes,
and just kind of some of the details?
Totally. I do want to go a little bit rogue. I just wanted to really highlight what the students said. This church is amazing. My time in your church has changed my life, and I really wanted to echo what Kinsey said about y'all can impact students. Students want to meet with y'all. Do not be intimidated by these little 18-year-olds. They want relationship. I know they're intimidated, you're intimidated, and then we don't connect. And all I know is that families are more and more broken, and they need spiritual moms, grandparents, cousins, sisters. I mean, my life was changed. I mean, how many of y'all, I'm not asking y'all, I'm saying to myself, I consider so many of y'all my spiritual family as a person who came to college with my mom being sick, my parents were divorced. So many of y'all touched me in that way. So I really wanted to echo that. I know I went rogue, but I'll remind you what I'm doing. I'm Emily Spencer. If you haven't met me, I am, since I graduated in 2018, oh, this was the dumb thing I wanted to say. M4C, I came before y'all. Hello. Nice to meet y'all. I'm so thankful that y'all are in there. Your group looks so wonderful. Oh my gosh, I'm so encouraged by what the Lord is doing. But I graduated in 2018 from MSU, and I did a ministry internship with Focus, Fellowship of Christian University Students. Our very own Sloan Osbaugh, or Kennedy, went to that school, and she was really my my ticket in, and I've been serving ever since. I've been serving, ministering to women since 2018. And some of my pictures, okay, so you're going to just see a bunch of clumps of what my ministry looks like. The top left is from we had a fall camp, and that was some of our ladies hanging out. And then to the right, that's my small group who went to fall camp. And the bottom left is our first TNF, which is our fellowship night. We had about 120 students show up that night, and so that is a huge growth. Oh, am I getting a new microphone?
She doesn't need two mics. One mic is enough.
Okay. Ready to turn it on? Hello?
There
is this
go.
Better?
Yeah.
Part of me was like, am I shaking in my voice? Like, am I so excited?
It's a natural thing.
Yeah. Yes. So we actually, similar to what Danica said, we've experienced so many students looking for community. So I'm at UT Arlington, so I'm
at the home of the Rangers and Cowboys, Arlington, the entertainment capital, they call themselves. I don't know if I'd agree, but it is very hectic on Sundays. And so we have noticed on our campus a huge surge in our small groups. So what we do is we have small groups and our large group. So our large group was on the left. And so, oh, you can go to the next one. But our small groups have experienced this surge of students. Several of our groups have about 15 people in them. And that's big. Normally, we're averaging about eight people in a small group. So to have 15, we have, I believe, 14 small groups meeting. So that's big. We just need to get those people in our fellowship. And so you'll see to the right, that's I'm leading with a girl named Sam. She's a nursing student. So we have a huge amount of nursing students in our ministry. And she's really paving the way to show nursing students that they don't just have to drop out of their faith once they get into heart school. That's the biggest sort of thing we see is these students are so, they want to be nurses. They're studiers. They're, you know, super high achievement. But they think they can't relate with God during that time because they're so afraid to fail their classes. And so I think Sam is one of our leaders that is doing a great job casting a vision for our students. And so down at the left is a bunch of our lady leaders. We were on a retreat called Sikkim, so it was our training to be leaders on campus, to reach out, be missionaries. And then at the top is a sweet friend of mine named Jessica. If anyone's been receiving my email update, she's been a person I've mentioned because she didn't know Jesus when I met her. And so now 3 years later, she loves Jesus and is getting baptized this semester. So it's very exciting. Yeah, it's awesome. She did not know Jesus. Her background is she's a Chinese American, and she grew up and her parents just, they didn't really have any faith. And so she actually now is bringing her mom to a Chinese church in Dallas. So I'm really excited for that impact. Students have impacts on their families' lives. I meet so many students that their family are no longer in church. But I believe our college students can change that and inspire their parents. So that's, Jessica's awesome. I mean, I'm so excited for her to be baptized this semester. And so I think I have one more slide. And yeah, so this is just a picture of our staff. So as you're going to see, Graham is on there. So my husband is also working with the ministry. I would love for anyone to meet him. He's doing our internship. He is 2 years younger. That is the scandal. He's an intern. No. We dated while he was a student, but it's kind of fun to say. And then that's... And I mean, we both love Jesus. We both love ministry. Our apartment has been a hub for ministry. Seriously, y'all's support of me and Graham has allowed us to make our apartment a place where a bunch of students are meeting. In his small group, he has a lot of students from India in the group, which is a really so neat to see God reaching those international students. But so that's our ministry. So that's, I think we had about 84 people come to our retreat. And they're awesome. I know, Jeremy, I went rogue, but what else do you want to ask me?
Well, I appreciate you mentioning Graham, because Jenny and I get to serve as well. And I
yes.
think I'm a little bit biased. I think there's no better team than your spouse is going to be connected anyway, so why not bring them as an official partner? That's fantastic. You covered a lot of big stuff. You can think specific or big. What are the things that are exciting you? Like, where's the vision? Where are you guys going? What are some situations that you have to share with us today?
Oh, I hope that you pretty much are hearing that. Sound like I'm excited about most everything that I'm doing. But vision-wise, I think what's been really exciting is the fact that we, as Focus, our big, you know, pull and push is making our students missionaries on their campus. Whether it's Graham ministering to his guys or me ministering to my girls, our whole plug is that it's exactly what Kinsey said. There's nothing like college ministry. College ministry is strategic. There's no other time like that. Students are meeting new people every 3 months. There's the turnover when you get classes. I mean, when are you meeting that many people that are going to be open for friendship? Because we know that coming to know Jesus is through friendship. You know, you can have a conversation. We're always planting seeds, but I love college ministry because it's through relating with people. And I mean, they said it earlier. People are so desperate for connection, and they are asking big questions after the pandemic. I think that's why we saw such a huge surge of people coming in, Christian and not, because they wanted to relate with people. They were so lonely. So many students on our campus right now, the past 2 years, have been at home. I mean, our high school students, their senior year was not with people. Many of them that I met didn't go to prom, but maybe they just were awkward. I don't know. But they just, because of fear, I didn't mean to be bad to them, but this thought of there was such a fear that they didn't go hang out with their peers. And so they're coming to college and they're asking the question, can I relate with people? Do I still have people skills? And what I love about our ministry is that we're empowering students to initiate, be the first one, because people are so hungry for friendship. That's a vision I get very excited about. And then another thing is in our ministry, we are just seeing, like I mentioned, Graham's group has several Indian students who actually have some touch points with the church back in India, which is so interesting. And I think the Lord might be cooking up something there of maybe some of our Indian students that are wanting to know more about God and Jesus. Maybe they will be the key to us reaching out to more international students. That makes me really excited.
Absolutely. I think for us here, even at MSU, I don't think many people know how big of an impact you can have. Like you said, when you teach someone the gospel, international or here, mm-hmm. you don't know where they're going to end
yes.
up. And so you are literally sending out missionaries all
yes.
over the world, which is awesome. You kind of touched on this, but just as we kind of wrap it up, is there anything, the students shared this, like as far as encouraging 10th and Broad, like this is a mission worth giving to. College missions are specifically yours.
No, yeah. I mean, how can you not be just moved from hearing from students? I mean, I am so encouraged by this church and how me being a student, the impact y'all have had on me to then, this is such a unique and special church that they are so mission-minded. To encourage you to give, I know that I'm the oddball that's out in Arlington, and I know that my best encouragement for you is to, as you pour into M4C, you have a mission you can do here, and then you're empowering me to get to go in Arlington. And I know it's not somewhere far, but man, in Texas, we have people coming to us. We have amazing schools that people from everywhere, all walks of life, are coming to. I mean, that's even the vision of Focus, was that we're just a ministry reaching DFW, because we have, I mean, SMU, UNT, University of Texas at Dallas. I mean, we have big schools that people from all over are coming to. So when you give to missions, when you give to college ministry, I can trust you that you are touching the whole world, all walks of life. And that's why I would encourage you to keep giving. I know sometimes it can feel, if you feel called to give to something more direct, but I trust you that if you feel called to give to college ministry, you are changing the world. That's my dramatic end.
Awesome. I just want to say this as we close. Those of us that know your unique giftedness for the excitement. I heard one time said about a minister, and I'll say this about you, you're a minister of joy. You're just someone that, Emily asked you to go to Bible study. What are you going to say?
Yeah.
You have to say yes. And so I just want to pray over you and just thank God for you and Graham and for the ministry. So would you guys pray with me this morning? Father, I thank you for Emily and for Graham. I just thank you for their hearts for you. Father, I pray that you continue to bless them in everything they set their mind to. Continue to have their eyes open to follow where you're leading them. Thank you for all the students that Emily has impacted. And Father, we look ahead to those in the future. I'm excited one day to see the kingdom impact that she's had because of so many lives changed, people that have been broken, that have been healed, and the way that she continues to pour into those students. Father, we pray your richest blessings on them. And Father, I pray that hearts are touched this morning, that when they hear this, they don't just think of missions far away, but we have missions right here in Texas, right here at home, that we can support and have still a great kingdom impact. God, thank you for Emily and for the blessing she is to this church, and may we continue to be a blessing to her. Father, thank you for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Worship.